This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know what? Honestly, I have played the last 4 seasons in a row as if it was my last. So as I sit here right now, my approach is very much the same.
Drew, have you already privately made a decision on whether this is your last season?
I've made a decision about being the best I can be this week so we can go win this game so we can keep playing.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Drew Brees talking about his final game as an NFL quarterback, and we're delighted. Oh, come on. We're delighted to welcome in Bobby Hebert. That was for you, Bobby. Radio sports talk show host at WWL Radio, WWL AM FM. If you want to follow along, and Bobby, of course, is the Cajun Cannon. He's a former Saints quarterback. He's a man that that knows everything and will share it with us now. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Morning, Bobby.
Doing great. Looking forward to the game on Sunday, and the Bears have a chance, but I don't know. I think the Saints are not overlooking the Bears, even though 10 points, that's a lot of points to be favored. I think what's happened in previous playoffs, I think the Saints are going to be ready and not overlook the Bears.
Bobby's brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan, Alpamonte Nissan, Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Just curious, what, you know, you say they're going to be ready and you say that the Bears have a chance. Is that because they're in the game, or do you think that there are some problems maybe the Bears can exploit? When you look at that Saints team, a lot of guys in and out of the lineup for a long time here.
Nah, they're just because the Bears are playing as the NFL game. Who thought the Jets were going to win a game? So that's the way I look at it. The Saints, they're pretty much going to have all hands on deck. You got Michael Thomas, you got Emmanuel Sanders, didn't play the first time against the Bears. I just look at the Saints team. This might be the deepest team that Sean Payton has ever had. And I'm talking about they winning in all phases, offense, defense, special teams. That's a decade and a half since 2006. Just goes to show you the stability. You look like it's amazing. I'm looking at these 11 offensive categories, and they're in the top 10, 10 out of the 11, top 10 in the whole NFL. And then in five of them, they're in the top five. Like, you look scoring offense, scoring defense, total offense, total defense. You look rushing, special teams. Look, kickoff return, the top 10. Punt return, the top 10. Punt coverage, number one in the NFL. No, they're everything. The only thing negative is that they're dead last in the NFL. You can shoot yourself in the foot in penalty yards. You know, how are the officials going to call the game? Are they going to have one of those games where they throw in the flag 15, 16 times? Are they going to let him play and only call 4 or 5 penalties? But that's the one negative, and Sean has addressed this. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We've had, like I said, over 1,000 yards, total yards and penalties, and that's been an Achilles heel. And the one category they're not ranked in the top 10, and that's something they've always done, is passing offense. Passing offense, they're like 19th. Everything else in the top 10. But I think right now, less of Drew is more. The Saints can run the ball, even though Coach Payton said it's going to be a challenge, you think, somewhat to run the ball. But they're always going to mix it up. They're going to try and get around 30 carries, even though you got the great Drew Brees, the first ballot Hall of Famer. And as of late, Coach Payton has had success against the Bears. You know, he's played them 9 times. You know, he's an Illinois-Chicago boy, but he's won 6 in a row. Even I think with or without fans, I just think the Saints win. Now, I don't know if they cover and all that, but it'd be to me the biggest upset in the playoffs if the Saints don't take care of the Bears, even though the first game went into overtime. But like I said, the Saints didn't have all hands on deck.
And, Bobby, it's a bit much different Bears team than the first time. The defense has regressed badly in the second half of the season. The offense has been surprisingly consistent. Mitch Trubisky has replaced Nick Foles, the quarterback you saw on November 1st. If you're Sean Payton, if you're that coaching staff and you watch the Bears on tape based on the last month, what are you most concerned about?
Well, Trubisky could make plays out of the pocket. You know, that's when your defensive ends. Everyone has to be disciplined, containing Trubisky. And I think Trubisky's playing with confidence. He could be good. I don't know if he could be great. The one thing is that Sean Payton and Drew Brees in the Saints offense, if you look in the history, like I said, this is a decade and a half going back to 2006. The only ones that really kept pace with him in scoring offense is the Packers and the Patriots. Now, that was with Tom Brady. So the Saints have scored over 30 or more points well over 100 times, and they're capable of doing that. And whenever they do that, they win like 87% of the time, and it's been unbelievable. So the reason why I think the Bears have a chance, again, you know, the turnover margin, but you look at the Saints right now, you know, they're plus 9. That's third best in the NFL, and the Bears are minus 4. Well, you know, the Bears are plus 2. Yes, an NFL game, you have a chance to win. But I don't know if the Bears could get in a shootout. The Saints scored 30 points. I say with the Bears have no chance. Now, if it's 2017, 23-20, I'd say, yeah, they have a chance. But I think Mitchell Trubisky would have to play great, and I don't know if he's capable of doing that.
So we're reading that Alvin Kamara has something called a transceiver in his house, some kind of video decoder that allows him to kind of play along in practice, that he can follow everything and hear what Sean Payton is telling him about each play. In other words, he's playing on Sunday, and I guess he tweeted out, "See y'all Sunday." He's down with the COVID right now. If he tests negative, then he will be
right,
capable of playing on Sunday. So I guess you're counting him in, yeah?
Yeah, they counted Alvin Kamara in, but they ticked off at him. Come on, he had that 6 touchdown game, 6 rushing touchdowns, making history, and you're young, and, you know, you're not smart. He went out and he exposed himself. You know, it's hard. Young people think they're invincible. It was just an immature move and not being responsible going out, then you potentially exposing the team. So that's what, listen, they want Alvin Kamara. He's like the Matrix. A lot of times, you know, you think you're hitting him, but you're just bouncing off of him. And then, but when you look at Latavius Murray, it seems like that he's always falling forward, that he's, even when he's getting hit, and you look at it, well, that's a ho-hum run, but I don't know, it went for 4 yards. And, you know, he's falling forward. So that's another key. The Saints have done an outstanding job as of late. You know, since 2017, now the last 4 seasons, no NFL team has won more games than the Orleans Saints. And what they're doing, they're winning in the trenches. Their offensive and defensive line, when you look throughout the game and the game's over, well, you can see that they won in the line of scrimmage. Even though they have all these other players that get recognition, I would say probably – for sure, in the conversation, they have the 2 best duo offensive tackles, and Ryan Ramczyk, you know, from the Wisconsin Badgers, mm-hmm. and Teron Armstead at left tackle. I think they got the best duo offensive tackles. We all know about Cam Jordan. He's an all-pro. But then you look at a guy like this year. People don't even know where he went to school. They don't even know his name unless you truly follow football. He's second in sacks, only behind T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson. Has 13 and a half sacks. And this is a guy that's just in the rotation. You got DeMario Davis. He's a better version of Jonathan Vilma when they won the Super Bowl. They just don't have no weak links, to tell you the truth. They got an all-pro kick returner that's coming back, Deontay Harris. You know, he had a neck injury. He punt or kick returns, he can take it to the house. He's always averaging double digits. Now, the only thing, the kicker, Will Lutz, has been a little shaky as of late, and the fans are ticked off because usually he's always been consistent. If you just look, they just played consistently well. But guess what? Last year, in the first game of the playoffs, they didn't play consistently well against the Vikings, and they lost. And you know where that all started? The Vikings' D-line whipped the Saints' O-line, and that's why the Saints ended up losing.
Yeah, I think the Bears are kind of clinging to that hope to think that that could happen again. I'm not sure it can, Bobby, only because I think this could be Sean Payton's best defense, or the best defense since Sean Payton's been the head coach of
Saints. Without a doubt. You say the best defense, and that's never been the case. When the Saints in 2011, when they became the new greatest show on turf and broke the Rams' records, now Peyton Manning and the Broncos ended up breaking it later, the Saints' offense was like number one. They were in the top three in every category, but their defense was so bad. Well, now it's just the opposite. The defense is what's carrying the team. That's what gives the fans hope because now they got a defense. It's not the Dome Patrol, driven by the linebackers. But I tell you what, watch another one that was dealing with COVID. Anybody with three names, they got to be good. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He's that hybrid player that Dennis Allen puts him everywhere. And he's the one that's always talking smack, even if he's not involved. He gets it to everybody. He was the one that got in a fight with Michael Thomas at practice. And, it was crazy about that. He gets in a fight with Michael Thomas, and they thought, everyone thinks it's all over. A lot of fights happen on the field. So they go in the locker room. And Michael Thomas, he challenged Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and he got his butt whooped. You better know who you're picking a fight with when the fight's over. No, he's a bad dude, and he can play. And Dennis Allen, they count on him. They put him everywhere, like I said, like kind of that hybrid guy. And you know who else would provide a lot of leadership, too? Coming over from the Eagles, who've been the Saints first, Malcolm Jenkins. He's been outstanding. No, they said this back in August. And they know this might be Drew Brees' last hurrah, that they weren't just blowing smoke. Everybody's dealing with COVID and all that, limited training camp. But their mantra was Super Bowl or bust. It wasn't going to the playoffs and all, good winning schedule. They've had all that. It is Super Bowl or bust for the Saints right now.
It's fascinating. You mentioned Sean Payton. We know, from Naperville and, local kid.
Right.
He had I think he was a spare bear at one point. Has he ever mentioned that to you? You think that means something to him, beating the hometown team?
Without a doubt. He brings up the Bears every now and then. And, what's crazy about that? You remember the strike season? I've talked to him about this. Even in 1987, he was a Bears strike quarterback. And they got a picture of Mike Ditka chewing him out. and he's the Bears. He's really proud of Illinois, Eastern Illinois.
Yeah.
He'll talk about who went there, Tony Romo and all that. And, really grew up being a Bears fan. But obviously Sunday he will not be a Bears fan. No, Sean Payton, as popular as Drew Brees is, first ballot Hall of Famer, Sean's a living legend down here. He could be Mardi Gras king for a number of years. And he knows, though, boy, if he can get that second Super Bowl win, I think for sure he'll be a Hall of Fame coach. And I think he already is now, that just the stability. You look from top to bottom in the Saints organization, whether you look at pro personnel, college personnel, the general manager, the coach, teams are trying to copy what the Saints are doing. Even look a few years now, I hope he works out. I'm friends with him, Ryan Pace. Now Ryan Pace, look, he comes from the Saints going to the Bears. Now, I know he has to hope Trubisky works out, but it's amazing the stability of the franchise. No, I tell the Who Dat Nation that, hey, we living in the heyday of the Saints. It ain't going to get better than this. So we got to try and reap the benefits, and ultimately it's, to get that, not only go to the second Super Bowl, but you want to win it. You just don't want to get there.
Bobby, thanks a ton. Great stuff. Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks, Bobby. Have fun.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Who dat?
The Bears. That's who.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.